Claro, se toca ahí.
No, claro.
Dennis stopped in mid-clap. You should know better than that. Welcome. It's good to have you all gathered here. I love candlelight service. It's one of my favorite services of the year. I've done candlelight since I was as little as Owen. Hard to imagine I was ever that little. I like candlelight because families return. Folks that I haven't seen since last candlelight come back in together, and they come as families, but they also come as the light. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the power of the light. Jesus came into the world, and in John he said, "I am the light of the world." And you got to understand, the world, if you think the world was dark now, in Jesus' day, the world was very dark. He was born in a country that was occupied by the Romans. He was born in a country where Jews were persecuted, not only by the Romans, but by their own people, where the law was the law for some folks, but not all the folks. Jesus was born and as a little baby has to flee because the ruler wants to kill all the little boys. And Jesus is that light. He brings light into an otherwise dark world. Tonight we're going to celebrate in preparation for the birth tomorrow of our Savior. And that light that you have is present in all of you, or you wouldn't be here. You come and you bring a light. And after tonight, my prayer is that you'll be a warrior 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year for Jesus. Because that's our full-time job. Jesus came with a message of love, a message of hope, a role model to role model after, but he bought with him the defeat of death. Death no longer would rule. We would have the opportunity to serve in God's army here and then serve forever, all eternity, as a warrior in God's army. And I'm a career soldier. Most of you folks know that. I spent 22 years with Uncle Sam, active 27 total. And I visit with folks all the time, and they say to me, "I should have never got out. I wished I would have stayed." Other folks will say to me, "I wished I'd have taken the opportunity to be in. I would have liked to have served." Today's your lucky day. There is no aptitude test. There is no physical. There is no age barrier. And God wants you in his army regardless of what your condition or what your limitations is, because you all have gifts that God wants to use in his army. So as we prepare for service, join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this day and for every day. We thank you that we're blessed. Blessed to live in a nation founded under God. That our original leaders and our original charters were based on your principles. We thank you today that we can assemble openly and freely. We are so blessed, Father, that you loved us enough to send your Son, because nothing else would do except your Son, to come and walk through that valley of the shadow of death so that we would have the role model and the opportunity to serve you through all eternity. We're thankful for the folks that are here, and we ask blessings on those that are traveling, for many are on the road. We ask, Father, that you put your hand on each person that travels, provide them travel mercies and safety. We pray, Father, tonight for all our military personnel that are not at home, that are out on duty, that protect our way of life. We pray for them and for the families that wait for them. We pray for our firefighters, our EMT, our police officers, and our first responders that serve 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year, that leave their houses every day to serve those. And they don't care what neighborhood, Lord. They don't care which area of town they live in. They go to serve them all. And Father, we need that same role model in each one of our walks today. We thank you and praise you that we can come here, that we can lock together as one big family, that we share in tonight's service with Christian churches all around the globe, that we raise up our prayers and our praise to you, and that you know each one of us. You know each one of us by name. And now, Father, as we prepare to be renewed and lifted up, we gather together in the prayer that your Son Jesus taught us when he said, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." We have all the friendly bees herded together in the back. They'll be here in just a minute.
We've been working on a little vignette about some of the animals that might have been at the nativity. And the boys and girls have been working on this very part. Jesus, our Father, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable room, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good. I said the donkey, all shaggy and brown. I carried his mother up a little and down. I carried his mother to Bethlehem town. I said the donkey, all shaggy and brown. I said the cow, all white and red. I gave him my manger for his head. I gave him my hay to fill his head. I said the cow, all white and red. I said the sheep, with curly horn. I gave him my wool for his blanket warm. He wore my coat on Christmas morn. I said the sheep, with curly horn. I said the dove from the rafters high. We cooed him to sleep so he would not cry. We cooed him to sleep, my name and I said the dove from the rafters high. Jesus, our brother, kind and good, was humbly born in a stable room, and the friendly beasts around him stood. Jesus, our brother, kind and good.
I thank Mrs. Kibbe for the hard work.
Yeah, you did a good job, Paul.
Reading from John 1, 1 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke of, about when I said, he who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
We light this candle as a symbol of our faith to you, or faith in you. We light this candle in the knowledge that without you, there is no faith. You are our faith.
Dear Lord, we have waited so long, and oh, sorry, this is prayer. Dear Lord, we have waited so long, and still we wait. But on this day, on this night, we shout into the darkness and declare the victory of your light. You have come, and by coming, you have made us into something more than simply a people waiting in darkness. You have given us your life. You have given us your light. You have made your home with us. You have revealed to us your glory. You have made and you are making us. You put on human flesh like a robe, wore our fragility like a cloak about you. But more than that, you are fully human, vulnerable, weak. But more than that, you are fully God, powerful, victorious, holy God, Lamb of God, Jesus. Thank you. Come, Lord. Jesus, come. Amen.
Isaiah 9, 2 through 9. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy of harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and full of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. On the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. On the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, and it hath lighted upon Israel. And all the people shall know, even Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, that say in the pride and stoutness of heart. in the Lord's word.
You have a handout with Mary Did You Know. We'll continue service with the singing of Mary Did You Know. Rise and join.
Chapter from the Gospel according to Luke. It came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while the Quirinians were governing Assyria. So all went to be registered, everyone, to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly There was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. This has been a reading of our Lord's holy word. Amen.
Chapter verses 18 through 21. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, that before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when she was resolved to do this, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins. This is the reading of the Lord's Word.
Go ahead. Mike, can you turn the lights off in the back for me? Mike, can you turn the lights off for me?
When Silent Night was originally performed, the organ in the church broke in Germany, and it was performed that night by default on guitar. So we have a little ensemble tonight that's going to be Silent Night. We're going to play through the room until all the candles are lit, and then when all the candles are lit, we'll all sing together the first verse of Silent Night.
I've probably done at least 60 candlelight services in my life. Candlelight service when you're up in the hills can be a different type of occasion. A long time ago when I first came here, I remember we had an ice storm. And we didn't have a lot of snow, not like hill people get. But we had an ice storm, and I remember Jack and Joel with buckets of sand out sanding the driveway so that we could come in and do the candlelight service, because there's power in the service. There's power in the service. The reason we light the candles is Jesus is the center of that Advent candle. He brought the light so that we could live eternally, but he brought the light so that we could serve in God's army. And as a soldier in God's army, our power is in this light.
If you go AWOL or you decide not to serve, your light goes out. And we lose that power. And for you folks that are in the military, you got to understand, if you show up and you have 5 soldiers and you're supposed to have 50, the mission doesn't change. Those 5 soldiers will try to accomplish the mission of 50. So it's important as you hold this light that you realize that only you can hold this light. This is your light. This is the light that you carry. The other thing to think about is, I've been a candlelight with my mom, my dad, my brother. I've been in the folk candlelight service with a lot of folks from this town that are, their light has gone out here on earth, but their light in heaven burns on bright, bright, bright. And some folks think you go to heaven and get vacation. No, no. You get to heaven and God has you serve. And your light burns brightly. So as we extinguish the lights and continue the service, realize that your light is your responsibility. You're responsible for maintaining the light, keeping the light fueled, that you're responsible to continue to grow and gather information so that when you run into people that have not seen the light, that you can share the light with them. Because the beauty of this light is it never goes out. I can light Tom's candle and Karen's candle and my light still's here. The more that you give away the light of Jesus Christ, the brighter your light burns and the more warriors you gather together. Because as we start to extinguish our lights, this time I'm going to have us extinguish them in the front and then go a row at a time towards the back. And you'll notice that the light dims on the way back when there's not as many warriors carrying the light. And that's our task. That's our job. Because we serve in the biggest army. When I was in the army, we used to recruit kids. And I'm old, so gangs were just coming out. And I'd tell them, you want to join the biggest gang there is in this country, come join them. Come join the United States Army. I'm here to tell you tonight, come join God's army. The biggest army that there's ever going to be, and it's going to reign and conquer forever and ever. That you get power. Power over sickness, power over jobs, power over depression. You get a power that will get you through any hard times. And the light burns brightly and continues to burn as long as you're faithful and you show up to serve. Karen, you and I will extend your prayer. Today, you folks in the first row. And just work your way back a row at a time. As the lights continue to be extinguished, remember that the lights are still burning in the back. If you're ever in trouble and your lights dim because of sickness, conflict in the family, job loss, injury, or whatever, then when you call on another Christian, that they bring their light over and they relight your fire. And that's the power. Now, everybody that's related to Emma Royer, please stand up. Like everybody to turn to 164 and Paul, come on up front. We're going to sing Silent Night, all the verses, and Paul will lead us on the way through. And it's 164.
Down yonder.
VFW, but Emma really ran the VFW. So when Emma said to show up, they all showed up alphabetical by height. And the family the same way. I never had to worry about Roy A's being missing, particularly on candlelight service. We're going to sing the first Noel. It's 162. You don't have to stand. We're going to do first and last verse of 162. Okay, let's start.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No.
Bye.
Joy to the world. First and last verses of 146.
That's way back to me, go ahead.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Jingle Bells, I didn't give you an insert because pretty much everybody knows the first verse of Jingle Bells. So I figured that even I could handle that. So I thought all you guys would be spot on. We're going to do Jingle Bells.
Okay, we're going to start with Happy Blue Snow.
Yes.
Dashing through the snow, and one horse up his head. Thank you.
closing, I want to leave you with some thoughts. I talk about you being a warrior for God. I talk to you about having your light bright. I talk to you about having the knowledge so that you can stand up. My son, Jared, lives in the Berkshires. He runs Berkshire Wedding Associates. His entire life, if you can make a friend with him on Facebook, he's got probably 300-400 people on Facebook. He does his business is his life, and everything up there is good. And he puts up some stuff some days and makes me shake my head. But I've never been as proud of him as I was this week. This week he puts this on Facebook. He says, I want to say something about the spirituality debate. You don't believe in God? That's okay, but why is it so important for many of you to mock those of us that do? If we're wrong, what have we lost when we die? Nothing. How does our faith in Jesus Christ bring you any harm? You think it makes me stupid, gullible, ignorant? That's okay, too. How does that affect you? If you're wrong, your consequence is far worse. I'd rather live my life believing in God and serving Him and find out I was right than not believe in Him and not serve Him and find out I was wrong.
Amen.
Then it's too late. Gotta love young guys. Ain't no shame in my game. I believe in Jesus Christ. He said, deny me in front of your friends, and I'll deny you in front of my Father. Facebook challenge. If you're not ashamed, copy and paste it. God is good. I wanted him in the army with me. I'm much gladder he's in God's army with me. Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you. We ask, Father, tonight that you bless us all mightily, that as we leave this place and we continue tomorrow in the celebration of your birth, that we truly celebrate and celebrate with everyone that we come in contact with, that we wish everyone Merry Christmas, that we invite them to attend service, Bible study, and every Christian event that we go to, so that none will be left behind. For we want all of our friends, family, and everyone that we run into enlisted into God's army and marching forward proudly with us with their candles lit and shining brightly. May our faith never fade. May you continue to lift us up. May our glass be always half full. May we be truly blessed and share that blessing with everybody that we come in contact with. Because we are the light of the world, Father. Here in this world and in this environment. And it's up to us to reach out to those that don't know the truth, that haven't seen that light, and share it with them so that when we go home to be with God, that great army in the sky, that all the witnesses that watch us walk will be all our people. And we want to move forward, Father, and we want to use my son's expression. We want no shame in our game. We want us to move forward as a true soldier of God. Focused on the mission, focused on the outcome, focused on being the best we can be each and every day. We ask, Father, you lift us up, make us more than we ever thought we could be. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said.
Amen.